The discovery of a spouse's infidelity is certainly one of the most distressing and traumatic experiences for any individual. On the next Family Matters, we'll talk about the best ways to respond in such a situation. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A listener recently contacted us asking for guidance in her situation. She asks, "I've just discovered that my spouse has been cheating on me. As you can imagine, I was devastated when I first learned of his infidelity, and I still haven't recovered from the shock. I have not confronted him yet, and I have no idea what I'm going to do. Can you give me some direction?" It takes great courage to reach out for help at a time like this. When emotions are running high and feelings of anger, jealousy, fear, frustration, and shame are clouding your rational faculties, it's crucial to get a grip on yourself before deciding how you will respond. We pray that the steps I'll share will be helpful to you as you start working your way through the implications of your discovery. Your first priority is to establish the facts. It's important to address the situation without delay, since things could get worse if you wait too long to take appropriate action. However, it's important to get your bearings first and then make a calm and deliberate effort to gather all the facts. This should be a prayerful process and one that is best done with the help of a wise, trusted counselor, pastor, or friend. Bear in mind from the beginning that the damage infidelity inflicts upon a marriage is primarily a matter of betrayal and broken trust. There's a sense in which the presence or absence of sexual activity is a question of secondary importance. However, if sexual activity has been part of the relationship, testing for STIs for both of you must be an early and essential element in the recovery process. If sex hasn't been part of the equation, you'll want to verify as much as possible that the relationship was more than just a friendship. It's important to have whatever facts are available confirmed and in hand when you confront your spouse. Finally, try to determine whether the connection between your spouse and the other individual is a past or present reality. If the affair occurred in the workplace, it stands to reason that the possibility of ongoing contact between the two parties will remain a problem and will require your spouse to seek out new employment. If all contact has ceased and the relationship is clearly over, you can begin to think in terms of forgiveness, reconciliation, and reconstruction of your marriage. If not, or if there are indications of a lack of remorse or repentance, you'll have to proceed along very different lines. Your next step is to get the big picture. Basically, marital infidelity exists on a continuum. On the one hand, there's the unique, isolated, one-time moral slip-up, a mistake that seems completely out of character on the part of the offender. The seriousness of such an offense should not be downplayed, since in most cases the external relationship, the actual affair, is really just a symptom of a much deeper problem. In spite of this, the one-time slip-up demands an equally intense and intentional, but different response and treatment than a situation that has involved repeated affairs. This latter scenario is what might be called the most recent episode, yet another incident of a long-established pattern of waywardness. An affair of this variety has to be approached from a very different perspective, simply because the offender has an established history of violating his or her marital vows. How would you objectively assess or quantify your spouse's extramarital activity? How you answer this question will go a long way toward determining your response. As mentioned earlier, it would be a good idea to enlist the support of a wise and trusted friend as you go through this process. We'd also strongly encourage you to consult with a pastor or a licensed Christian marriage counselor before deciding on your next step. Get in touch with Focus on the Family's counseling department for referrals to licensed counselors in your area. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. We'll come back next time and talk about the next steps you'll want to take in the process. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.